Hey, let's talk about Glenn Sanders, Sanders, 12-12-55. No, yeah, 12-12-55 was seen today, which is 9/30/2025. This will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient is currently in his blank period. And this was seen, patient was seen for a face-to-face evaluation period. Glenn is a 69-year-old gentleman, once again, with history of COPD. With a diagnosis of COPD on hospice. Patient is a bit confused. He needs to be oriented, but very short of breath. His O2 sat's 88%. He's trying to eat a cookie, but he's too short of breath to be able to eat it in one bite, period. He also has, he's using his O2 on a regular basis, but he took it off, he said, because he was uncomfortable, period. He's dyspneic with speaking, dyspneic with eating, dyspneic with just sitting there at rest, period. He has 1+ pedal edema bilaterally, period. He's tachycardic with a heart rate of 100, period. He's definitely ADL dependent. He does wear a diaper because his bladder incontinent, period. His daily activity is affected by his breathing. So he uses nebulizer 4 to 6 times a day. It barely controls his shortness of breath, period. His son, Mr. McQueen, is his caregiver. And he states that patient medications need to be refilled. This was conveyed to our hospice DON, period. Blood pressure was at 160 over 92, period. His MAC is at 23 centimeter left side. His PPS score is at 40%, period. His edema and tachycardia is related to right-sided heart failure, related to his COPD and pulmonary hypertension, period. Patient's appetite is diminished. He has issues with air hunger. Pain is controlled with medication. Patient continues to worsen as far as his breathing is concerned and continues to decline with the hospice diagnosis of COPD. Overall prognosis remains poor, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.